Welcome back. Time to talk Troy boys basketball here in our locker room chats on FM 103.9 KNZA. Head coach Jonathan Rodvelt joins us now. And Troy had a couple of tough opponents here to start the year. Went up against Riverside, fell just short, 46-43. And then against Hiawatha on Tuesday. Hiawatha shot the lights out in a 70-47 victory where Hiawatha hit 12 threes in that game. So, coach, a couple of tough games here to start the year, but just what have been your thoughts overall?
Both teams were tough. Bigger schools, a little more physical at times than what we would probably see throughout the course of the year. But kind of a slow start against Riverside, especially. The offense wasn't really clicking, and we had some moments where we really settled against their zone and kind of took the open shot that maybe we could have passed around and gotten a little better, closer look. So we talked about valuing possession quite a bit after that game, but give them credit. They did their job and followed their game plan and end up sealing the deal at the end on us. But then we had Hiawatha, of course, and they shot really, really well. They're a pretty balanced team. Really good looking overall. And so we hung with them for a little while, even took the lead at one point in the second, I think. And then they just got real hot on us. And I guess our boys were kind of taken aback by that a little bit. I mean, when a team shoots like that, I mean, you just got to keep digging and hopefully a team cools off. And most of the time that happens, but that wasn't the case last night. So overall from last night, we had some things that I did like to see. Some of the things we tried to clean up after our first game against Riverside. And we looked a little more organized. We ran the floor a little bit better. Of course, that kind of goes along with the style that Hiawatha is willing to play too, that both teams kind of pushing ahead a little bit. Overall it was a lot better, the score was not great last night, but we had some good things, and I got a lot of depth that we're starting to grow, coming off the bench and had some players come in and they haven't gotten a lot of varsity minutes and they gave us good solid minutes, where we can, you know, if one of these guys up front of them needs a break, and then we got confidence that we can put another guy in. So I think that's a pretty positive thing to see out of that game.
And you look ahead now, you don't play Friday. You have the rest of the week off, so you'll get back in the gym, work on a few things before traveling to Donovan West on a short trip coming up next Tuesday. So, Coach, with that, we wish you the best of luck against Donovan West next week. Thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Jonathan Rodvelt, the head coach of the Troy boys, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.